October 4, to every man his work. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. Matthew 25:14. Our lifetime is precious, and every action should be considered. It has been granted us that we might, if we will, lay hold of it in the right spirit, accomplish a work that will be acknowledged by the Lord as good, enduring as eternity. It is an intensely solemn thing to live in view of the account we must render to God of our time, our talents, and our influence. These are precious things, talents that are not to be buried in the earth, but used. We are not to hide our talents. They are God's entrusted gifts for wise improvement, that they may accumulate in His service, and that at His coming He may receive His own with usury. No man is called by God in the use of the talents entrusted to him to lay off his individual responsibility that another man may do his trading for him. To every man, God has given his work, and man is accountable to God for how that work is done. The soul that accepts the great trust that God has given him cannot transfer that talent to another. No man can transfer his influence to another person to serve for him, or to be mind or judgment for him. We are each in the service of God. He is our teacher, and every lesson he shall give is to be appreciated and acted upon. We are not called upon to give account of our talents to man, but to God. Our mind, our judgment, our tact, our wisdom, all are given to us of God to be improved for him, and it is God who will call us to account for the way in which we have used his gifts. The period of life in every case is beset with temptations, and it is through faith in Jesus Christ alone that we shall find grace to help in every time of need. But each worker has a life to live, a character to form. Each period of life brings with the passing years some special opportunities for work, and each advancing year must be made use of, improved to the very best of human capability. This, with the aid of divine agencies, will show improvement, advancement, onward and upward, walking step by step in a safe path heavenward. Manuscript 28, October 4, 1896, to those concerned in publishing Mount of Blessing.